everybody. Welcome back to another podcast. My name is Bailey Stanfield, and this is Peace of My Mind, the podcast where sometimes I switch up my setup far too often. But, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, and I wanted something with a compressor because I'm not like steady with how I hold the microphone, so I wanted to make sure that it was not terrible. Like, I imagine listening to this in the car, and sometimes it's really loud, and then sometimes it's not. And the mixer that I'm using has a low cut filter, so it doesn't have that like bassy. So when you're listening in the car, the speakers aren't just like catching only bass, which I don't have a lot of bass in my voice. But when you're in the car, best believe it picks it up. But yeah, how's everybody doing? Every time I do these, it feels like I haven't done it in like 3 weeks, even though I know it's only been 1 week. But here we are. I've had a normal week. I just it's been a pretty easy work week, which is always good, because that means that A, we're doing our job correctly, and B, we're getting better at it. Because if work is getting easier, that means that we're doing something right. That's my theory. But yeah, it's been good. Just hanging out. I've been watching a whole lot of TikTok, which is kind of what I wanted to talk about a little bit today, because I have this theory that TikTok might be taking over the world. If y'all remember when Vine was around, which Vine was a whole monster. I remember I would have it on my phone, and then I would delete it. I'd have it on my phone for probably like 2 weeks. Then I'd delete it because I would be like, this is taking up so much of my time. And like, I'm literally like craving this app. So I would delete it. Then I would download it, and I was like, this is such a stupid app. So then I would delete it again, and then I would download it again. And I would just kept doing that. And then finally they deleted the app, and I didn't ever have to worry with that again. But, now we've got TikTok, who I just found out is the same owner as Musical.ly, which I don't know. That might be new to some people also, because they're selling the Musical.ly, what's it called, domain for like $140,000 or $130,000. You can buy the web domain music.ly, which is, you know, I mean, if you want to start the app up again, you can get that one. It's like a relic now. Which is, I mean, you know, that's cool. That's some cool stuff. But I'll wake up in the morning. I set two alarms. I set one at 7:30 and one at 8 o'clock. And I'm gonna read off what the exact thing that my alarms say. So 7 o'clock says Mr. Beast emergency wake up. That is, that's my like last call. Like, hey, you should be awake by now. Even though I don't go into work until 9, for some reason that's what it's called. Then my next one is at 8 o'clock, and it says if I didn't wake up. That's the tagline for what that one says. But I will wake up usually at the 7:30 one and get on my phone and watch TikToks. Sometimes I'll go on like Twitter or Instagram, but what ends up taking most of my time is TikTok, which, you know, I don't know. But I've been on TikTok a whole lot. It's a more long form media than Vine was, because you can make it like 60 seconds. So at least it's not completely taking our attention span, but it's definitely more than like the podcast, like, cause the podcast movement was going for a while and people's, attention spans were like wild. They were literally like, I would watch a Joe Rogan podcast and it'd be like 2 hours. And, I've always said like, what's the most ideal time for these podcasts? And a lot of people will say like an hour, which is crazy. Cause, for a YouTube video, people will literally only watch for like 4 minutes. That's like a good amount of time for watching one YouTube video is 4 minutes, which is crazy. But then they'll go and watch podcasts for hours, but then they'll go on Vine and they might skip through after 3 seconds, which is crazy. Like, they can't even watch the whole thing. And then TikTok, you have the mixture of some that are like 5 seconds and then some that are 60 seconds. And I feel like I literally still watch all of them. I watched one the other day where this guy, oh shoot, what did he do? He was, he was making fun of, if you watch TikTok, you'll know that there's a whole section of POV where they'll like run a situation and you are the specific person in this POV world. So say we're going to the butcher. I don't know, I was thinking of carrots and butcher came up, but say you're going to the butcher and you're ordering some meat. You could say, like, your POV is, I'm the meat. And then the video would be like a knife going over the screen. I don't, that's violent. How about, let's think of a not violent one. What's a good POV? Like, there, a lot of them will be friends, or like, you'll like POV me when I was in sixth grade at a sleepover, and it would be you're the friend, and then the phone is another person. And if that is that making any sense? Some of you probably have seen it, so that is making sense. I feel like I'm doing a terrible job of explaining it, but basically, it's a POV situation. A POV stands for point of view. I think that probably helps. But you, it's just putting you in the situation. And I can't remember what I was getting. Oh, but a lot of times people will do one where they, in the POV, they'll ask a question to the viewer. So it's like meant for somebody to go and duet, which duetting is like replying to the video with another video in the same thing. And so somebody, like, say the question is like, do you want to go outside? If this is like the situation of going to somebody's sleepover in sixth grade, POV, somebody's sleepover in sixth grade. And they're like, hey, you want to go outside and play baseball? And then they pause and like wait for the other person to respond, and then they continue talking. But the TikTok was of him making fun of how long sometimes they pause. And the dude literally paused in silence. So the thing was like, say it was that situation. He just went, hey, so do you want to go play outside? And he was silent like that for probably a minute. And I watched the whole thing because I was so curious what he was going to do at the end. And after his pause, he just went, okay, let's go. And that was the whole thing. But I watched the whole thing. Why would I have done that? And it had like 150,000 views. So I'm just saying, TikTok is destroying our attention span. I felt like that was a really long time for me to get through that situation. Let's see, what else can we talk about? Oh, I can talk about how I got scammed trying to buy the Instagram handle Bayfield. So I've been wanting to buy the Instagram handle Bayfield, just Bayfield, just like my Instagram, which is also at Bayfield. I want to get them matching. And then TikTok is Bayfield, Snapchat I have Bayfield, YouTube is Bayfield. I just want it all the same across the board, but Twitter is Bayfield 4 because somebody else has it. But I got a DM from Bayfield, and they said, hey, I'm willing to, hey, sorry, I haven't like responded in a million years after I've tried to DM them many a time. But they were like, hey, if you want to buy it, just name a price. So I said $25, which I know is low, but I was also hoping maybe they are not used to this and I'll send them a shirt or something. But I said, how about $25? And they said, no, I was thinking more like $100 because that's what other people are asking for, which who else is trying to buy the username Bayfield? Other than maybe I did a tweet and I said, hey, go try to figure this out. But he was like, no, I need more than 100 because that's what everybody else is replying. So I said, 125. And he said, no, I'm going to leave. Sorry. And then I was like, okay, whatever, 150. So we decided on $150 to buy this domain, which is in the long run really not that crazy, but it's still a substantial amount of money. So I was trying to contact him again. I was like, yeah, let's do it. What's your PayPal? He sent me his PayPal, and I screenshot the PayPal that I was searching just to make sure that it was correct, and it took like a day for him to respond. So he responded, and I said, hey, is this it? And he said, no. So he said, here, let me go and try to find it, and he sent me another one. And I did the same thing, screenshot that, sent it to him, and he took all day, and he never replied. He said, whoa, don't send it to that one or whatever. But then finally I got the right PayPal, and he said, yep, that's it. So I PayPal'd him because this is a transaction where it's really either way. I was willing to take the risk because I was like, whatever. It's the world's kind of weird anyway. That's a comedy bit, and I say it all the time. I was like, whatever. You know, okay, I lose 150. I learn a lesson, and I have a story to tell the podcast. So I was like, yeah, let's do 150. So I sent it to him, and it went through on PayPal, and then he went rogue. And I was like, well, crap, I just got scammed. And I was like, hey, man, what's the deal? You're not sending me the info. And he's like, yeah, sorry, I'm at work and my boss is being crazy or something. And I was like, oh, I understand that, whatever, but just let me know. And all he had to do was change his username so that I could change my username on my regular account. So he didn't have to sell me his account. All he had to do was just change his username so that the username Bayfield was free and I could do that. It would take him 4 seconds. And it took him 3 days to finally do it. I was like, hey, man, what's the deal? You're not doing this. And he's like, dude, shut up. Why are you so obnoxious to me? And I was like, whoa, hey, chill. I'm just not understanding that I just paid you $150 and you refuse to change your username, which will take you 4 seconds. And then finally, he like cussed me out. And I was like, that's kind of weird that he's doing that. So he cussed me out, gave me the login. I got to log in. Instead of just changing the username for some reason, he gave me the login and password to that account. So I logged in, went on that, and I changed the username on that one so I could go change it on mine. And when I went to go change it on my personal account, the username Bayfield was taken still. And I was like, okay, this isn't right, because I literally just got this account with the username Bayfield and I changed it. Why is this not working? So I went through it, and then I went to my email where I had went to go reset the password, because I reset the password because I didn't want him to go and hack it again. And I went to the email where I reset the password, and I noticed that the Bayfield that he sold me was, instead of B-A-I-F-I-E-L-D, with the N being L-D, the last L in my last name wasn't an L, it was a capital I. So it was B-A-I-F-I-E-I-D, which it would make more sense with me writing it out. But it looked exactly like Bayfield, just that L in field was an I, and I got scammed out of $150. So the person with Bayfield is still out there, and they still haven't ever responded. The way that I got tricked is that they had the exact same number of followers and following. It was like 25 following and 100 followers or something, and the same profile picture. And then if you type it out on a computer, B-A-I-F-I-E-L-D versus B-A-I-F-I-E-I-D, they look identical, like no difference. And I'm usually really good at internet safety. And I figured in this case, I kind of went in thinking, okay, worst case scenario, it doesn't work, and I get scammed $150. But I felt violated after that, because I was like, this is ridiculous. How did I fall? Like, well, I was more impressed I didn't think that usernames were case sensitive. I thought that if you were to put F-I-E-I-D, it would be two lowercase I's across the board. I didn't think that it would allow you to have a capital letter within a bunch of lowercase letters. But alas, I fell for it. And yeah, so that's my story. If you ever want to scam somebody, just make sure that they have an L in the name that they're looking for and make it a capital I. And then they won't ever know. I mean, I'm genuinely impressed. Like, you just, everybody that's listening to this, go and type that out with the B-A-I-F-I-E-I-D, with that last I being capitalized. It's the same thing. Anyway, let's move past that. I lost $150. It's sad. I hope that he's out there, I don't know. I was going to say buying drugs. I don't want him to be buying drugs. I hope he's out there happy. Maybe he has a girlfriend. Maybe they're on a date right now. Who knows? But, you know, it's lame. I told that story to a friend and they were like, I was going to make fun of you. But that was that's really impressive the way that they did that. Which the same friend that said that, if you're listening, Nicola, which I don't know if your name is pronounced that way, Nicola or Nicola, but that's gonna be a story for the future. But there's a friend that I don't even want to tell you how we met because it's so crazy. I want to save that for the podcast. I have a friend that we're gonna do a podcast about social media, primarily Instagram, and like withdrawal symptoms. And like literally the whole gambit about social media. And it's going to be so fun. That's going to be a podcast to look forward to. Hopefully Nikolai, see, I keep wanting to say Nikolai, like Nikolai Tesla, which I don't think, Nikolai, I'm whispering to myself, Nikola, Nikolai, Nikolai, is that Russian? Nikolai, okay, well, she always puts her name as Nick. So I'm just going to call her Nick. I want to do a podcast with her, like separate, where we're just chatting, and then go and do a separate podcast where we do the drop some knowledge on some people. So that's going to be a couple to look forward to. I have a friend Mila, want to do a podcast with her. My friend Tanner, he just got engaged. So Tanner, if you're listening to this, congrats, man. I want to start doing group podcasts. I just have done through FaceTime a few times, and it's hard to keep track. Maybe you could do it over phone call. That's what I'm probably going to have to do. It's so much easier to record a podcast if you're both listening to each other and not on FaceTime where you can see each other. I don't know. We'll see what's happening. I also tried this new setup, so let me know how this sounds. It's got a compressor on it, so it's supposed to all sound about the same audio. But making podcasts is so simple that I can just go in, hopefully entertain you guys for a little bit, and then it's not too much of a hassle, which making these podcasts is not a hassle. I just want to I think I've talked about that on a podcast before, not necessarily procrastination, but I hype myself up. I'm like, oh, I really want to go. And every time I go and do these podcasts, I enjoy them every single time, but it's always that like actually doing it where I hype myself up because I'm thinking, oh, I got to go and get all the equipment out, got to hook it up, got to go and record and then upload. And so I'm just trying to streamline that. So like I've got my mixer plugged in my computer. I've just got to turn the volume up a little bit because I see it's kind of low. I'll turn it up so you're listening to it normal. But I want to streamline everything because I'm just trying to entertain. That's what I'm trying to do, you know? I think I'm going to wrap it up right there. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I know I talk about it all the time. I'm going to talk about it at the end of the podcast probably every single time. I've got a Patreon, which if you don't know what a Patreon is, it's just basically a subscription service, a monthly subscription service where you just pay a little bit of money and in exchange, I give you some exclusive content. So it supports me and then I also give back. So you can, I've got a few tiers on there. One of them is $2. For $2, you just help me out. You get to see a couple of my posts. For $5, you get to hear an audio podcast that's exclusive to only the people on Patreon. Then there's a $10 one where you get a video podcast. And then above that, there's a couple shirt related ones. So you get a shirt for being in those. It's like $20 is one and then 30 or maybe, I can't remember, but they're all on there. It's really cool. I have the link down below. It's just patreon.com/Bayfield4. So you can go and check those out, but I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I really appreciate everybody around. But that's all I got. Do something nice, somebody. Peace out.